Rachmaninoff's fourth piano concerto is less well known in America than his first three, but it has a strong connection with the Philadelphia Orchestra, which continues to mine the richness of the work. WRTI's Susan Lewis has more.
Soloist Daniel Trivanoff says of all Rachmaninoff's piano concertos, his fourth is probably the most virtuosic for the orchestra.
Of course, the Philadelphia Orchestra had a lot of experience with this piece, and they recorded it with Rachmaninoff, so they really know every corner of that work.
The Philadelphia Orchestra premiered the first version of the concerto in 1926, and the third and final version in 1941. By then, the Russian composer had been living in the U.S. and Europe for over two decades, and the piece has elements of both American jazz and Russian folk music.
We have to remember that it is dedicated to Nikolai Metner, another great Russian composer, who is mainly famous for his miniatures for piano called Fairy Tales. In a way, this fairy tale world of Russian folk fairy tales is present in this piece as well, with a lot of changing of characters, of scenes, and very mysterious nature. There is always some magic.
After the 1941 premiere, Eugene Ormandy and the Philadelphia Orchestra recorded the work with the composer at the keyboard.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.